Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
What's that you're plugging in?
I'm plugging in my rechargeable B-Day! Yvette and Glenn!
I've lost count. We're doing
62?
So many.
62.
Would
yes.
you believe?
62. Wow. And we only look 21, everybody.
I know. We'll be filing for our pension next, won't we?
Well, here we are in beautiful Droylsden.
Sorry, where?
Droylsden. Droylsden. That's where we are. And we're at my mother's house, obviously.
No.
And round the table, say hello, Angela.
Hello. Hello.
And that's Agnes.
Yes.
And you are?
I'll be Glenneth of the Hunteth.
And I'm Yvette of the Fondling. And this is?
Hello.
The sexy BT. What have you dropped?
Nothing. I'm taking my shoes off.
Oh.
Make yourself comfortable, Agnes.
Oh, there's a smell. Christ.
Put it into my tomb.
I've got the smell of cheese.
My feet are swelling up there,
aren't
they?
I've not opened any cheesy balls yet.
No. Speaking of opening up bags of things, I've got to say thanks to Hannah for sending me the munchies and snacks for this. This is.
Thank you, Hannah.
Giant Watsons.
I love them.
Hannah.
Well, they're huge. You get your money's worth out of those, don't you? Because they stick around your teeth.
Not for ages.
I've always said, I get my money's worth out of Hannah.
What? Oh, my God.
And, of course, there is the delicious chocolate fingers that came with.
Oh, well, yeah, they're a bit melted. Shall we explain?
Yes.
Basically, we're recording our podcast on one of the most hottest... Oh, right. On one of the most hottest days of the year.
Yes.
Poor mother is melting. Agnes's feet are falling off.
The same thing happens to your mother when she gets hit with holy water, though.
And the fingers are melting, which is, you know, but the cheesy, cheesy Wotsits are going down great.
Thank you, Hannah Young. So there you go.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
I was much obliged. The ultimate question, I suppose, at the start of any podcast, after we've... listen to them two going on and on.
Try not to fan the microphone, Mark.
Yeah, we've given them a microphone, we should mention as well, which is probably asking for trouble, isn't it, really?
It is a bit.
Yeah, so the thing I was going to say was, shall we ask how your day was?
Oh, go on then.
How was your day?
I think that the actual
proper jingle
is much better.
From Mr. Anonymous Richard.
Let's play it.
How was your day?
There you go.
How was my day? Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Well, I've had to have a shower 3 times today.
Did you take 2 bottles into the shower as well?
I did.
That means you took 6 bottles into the shower.
I did take 6 bottles. I don't understand what he's talking about.
Well, I'm assuming it's wine, isn't it? How many bottles do you take into the shower? There's a commercial. Did you take 2 bottles into the shower?
Take 2 bottles into the shower? No.
Not me. I just wash and go.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Oh, if that's moved.
Oh, yes, I'm having a nice cheeky little red white. Red white? What's that?
A red white.
That's because you've had six bottles of the
Sheraton. I do like a nice. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, it's Malbec.
Now, we do like a bit of a Malbec.
Oh, nice.
I do like the red wine, you see. Yeah. But white wine is more of the summer. It's got the summer feel to it, doesn't it, Agnes?
They both get you pissed.
This is true.
Yeah, the end result's the same.
I don't get drunk on a podcast.
Do we know anyone else who's got drunk recently?
No, no one on this podcast.
Oh, we do. And I tell you what, would you like to listen to it?
Yeah, what is it?
Shall we just, before we go into how was your day, we can actually use this as Mary's how was your day.
Okay, in her absence.
In her absence, because, Carl, do you want to explain?
Well, Mary went out to see some friends last night.
Oh, nice that she's got some.
She's apparently so, yes. And they're real.
She hasn't made them up?
They're not made up.
Not imaginary friends in the slightest.
No, these are real ones. And she actually said to me, I knew something was up, because when she went, she drove a car there, and then within half an hour, she was phoning and going, Papa?
Oh, okay.
Would you come and pick me up, please?
At least she knew to do that. That's good.
Oh, she's a good kid. So she went, I went, yes, of course. So I went to pick her up. And all the way home, it was all the way home. She didn't stop.
No. So this is where she came into our bedroom.
Yeah.
She had an orange plastic bag in her hand with a cheese and onion sandwich and a biscuit. I don't know why she got them.
Why she?
She's desperately trying to kiss me.
Yeah.
Right. She's had us. I have got tears streaming down my face.
This has been going on for about half an hour.
Right.
Solid. And then right at the very end of the little clip, you hear me and Carl go, oh, it's because she missed a low beam in our bedroom by about half an inch. So would you like to listen to it?
Oh yeah, definitely, we all want to hear this.
Okay, here we go. Right.
Oh, no. Let me kiss you goodnight. I always do it, come on. Let me kiss you goodnight. I want to kiss you goodnight. Kiss me.
You just kissed.
I don't remember. Let me kiss you on the cheek.
You're choking me.
Did she eat the sandwich?
God, your cheeks wet.
Hi, Mary.
Does anybody want a half a sandwich?
No, go.
It's cheese and onion. it's cheese and onion. I really need to wee.
Go on, then.
Do you want a brookie bar?
No.
Okay. Right, have a nice night.
You too.
She's had a nice night.
Why are you doing that? That's not fair. Because I'm a... This is... I'm at a disadvantage at the moment. That's not going anywhere, please, and thank you.
No, it's going to be shown at your wedding.
You tickle, tickle! You tickle me! Right, I love you. Bye! Please,
this isn't
I love
you. Just Mrs. Red.
Thank you so much, Papa, for picking me up. I think the last Jaeger, because I had one just before I came out to you, Papa. So I think that's just hit me. So I love you. Goodbye.
And there we are. That's Mary.
When she walks out,
that was an
dark,
ear miss.
You can hear her go, I can't find the light.
Oh, bless
she's
her.
She's a happy drunk, bless her.
She is
that's
a
nice.
Like a father. A father's happy. I'm a happy drunk too. We all get a bit giggly, don't we?
I've never been drunk.
Yes, you have. In fact, I think we played it on the radio station.
Yes, I believe we did. Yeah,
we did all that time ago when we first met.
On the radio station.
On the radio,
the radio station.
Back in the day when me and Glenn were presenting radio.
When we used to be famous and people liked us.
You mean when radio actually was worth listening
well,
to?
Well, that's in those days,
when
yeah.
you were doing your show.
I know.
And I absolutely loved it.
Oh. That was funny.
Woke me up every morning.
Right, so, yes, so how was your day? So that was Mary's day. My day, as I was saying, was I've been in the shower thrice in the shower today.
A trio of three times.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it was a trio of three in the shower. And the reason being is because Mary and I, this morning, complete with Mary's hangover, we just, in my stupidity, decided to go to the shops in my Mini in Wallis, which is a classic Mini. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's like getting into a metal sweat box.
Sounds like our third date.
No, that's my clunge, yes.
I was talking about that.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so we're driving along, and we've got the windows open, and we're thinking, oh, yeah, it's nice and cool. The wind is coming in, and as we're driving along, and then all of a sudden we meet, someone's had an accident, sadly, and we all had to turn around. It took us half an hour out of our way, and, of course, it's now the sun is getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and we are actually rolling in sweat. Our hair is wet. It's sticking to our faces. And as when we eventually arrived at home, we had to peel ourselves out of this, because the leather seats.
Leather seats.
We get out the leather seats. Oh my God, it was disgusting. Poor Mel. I mean, she doesn't have a hangover anymore. She sweated it all out in Wallis.
Yeah.
So that was my morning.
You take me right back to my youth there when I was a kid, and we used to go on holidays, and we were all packed into my dad's Vauxhall Viva.
Ah, we had a Vauxhall Viva.
Which had, you know, the plastic seats.
Yes.
And mum would make us sit in those seats with our shorts on.
Oh, you're a
and
cruel one.
And it was blistering
one.
Heat as well. And I was like, Mummy, really is. Oh, stop waning and get in that car.
Honestly, because my dad and mum, they bought, it was the first new car they'd ever bought, which was a Morris Marina.
We had a Morris Marina.
It's not the one Reg drives.
It could be, because it was purple with a red interior.
Wow.
Amazing.
But the funny thing was, is they put these car seat covers over that were plastic to protect the car seats. So you can imagine in this heat, in those days, there was no air conditioning. And to be fair, the windows down did nothing, because it was just hot air coming into the car.
Yeah.
To sit in there going on holiday. And in those days, of course, going anywhere took forever, because there were no real, I mean, there were motorways, but not as many as there are today. God, I sound old.
Don't we all?
So basically, you went through everything that we went through with our cars.
Do you know what? I still remember its registration number, JPG373K. How weird is that?
I'm sure that's Reg's thing.
Do you reckon? Do you know Reg's got my mum and dad's old car?
It must be.
How bizarre is that? That's very strange. But can you remember yours first, Reg?
Yes, I can. Go. Mr. F.
Yeah.
357.
Do you remember yours, Agnes?
Yeah.
No, me neither. I can't remember any of my Regs.
Can't you?
Can you remember yours?
Well, I can't remember the Vivas. I remember the Talbot Sunbeam, which was CBN 490V.
Do you know, this is fascinating radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can actually hear
fascinating.
People turn it off.
And
exactly.
The Austin Maestro, DDD388Y.
Oh, triple D.
Yeah.
Triple D.
I was told
I had double Ds.
By
we
who?
Went to
back
John
home?
Lewis.
Was
no.
he weighing things up? Whoa.
No, John Lewis went to John. We think we've discussed this, but she actually looked me up and down, and she said, "I can tell exactly what size you are, madam. But you don't even have to take your clothes off." And she said, "You're a 36 double D." I said, "I've never been a double D in my life."
I think you're just a COR. Cool.
Yay! But I'm certainly not a double D. Anyway, put this Triumph bra on. Let me tell. Oh, and it
was a Triumph.
It wasn't. It fits, but it still is tight. And you know when you get fat bat fack? No.
Bat fack. How much of that wine have you had?
Oh my God! Fat back.
Mary's librarianism has rubbed off on you.
Fat back. Fat back's what I'm trying to say, isn't it? You
back
know when you
fat.
Bat? Oh, sorry.
It's been a while since I put a bra on, though.
Oh my God, sorry, I'm assuming you know what that's like. Not like you wear them, but you know, with ladies and everything and such on and such forth. Do you know what I mean, don't you, with fat back? I mean, back fack.
Yes.
Fat. Oh my God!
Amazing.
I can't say it!
It's a good tongue twister.
Bat, fat, no!
Fat back, bat. Back fat.
Yeah. There you go. It's a bit like creme de menthe, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. So you ladies understand what I'm talking. I'm not saying you have it, but you know what I mean. When a bra is too tight and you put a t-shirt on, you can see this roll of fat around your back.
Lovely
where
to see.
And at the front, it looks like you've got four boobs.
Well, exactly. So this is what this bra has done. So that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't fit me. So it's. I've had a bit to drink, haven't I? So it doesn't fit me at all.
The double D doesn't fit you.
Well, it seems a bit small, but I'm not a double D, so I don't know what to do,
You're
Mum.
You're very ample in that region.
But I don't know what to do, Mum.
I don't know. Get yourself measured again properly with not eyes.
Do you know what? Since we've got together, every time I keep saying, let's go down to London to Rigby and Pella, get yourself sorted, because they're brilliant. Rigby and Pella, they do the brass for the Queen and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And these people are brilliant, but Yvette will not go.
Well, I will now. There you go.
I would imagine whose job it is to measure the Queen's cleavage.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. In all these years, this is a monumental moment in our marriage.
Over 20 years, I've been trying to get her to Rigby and Pella.
But I'm that desperate now to get the right size bra.
You should, and you will not look back. I promise you will not look back.
I won't look back over my fat back.
Have your back pack.
I'm a fat back. I'm a back.
Your back pack.
I'm a back.
With a backpack.
I still can't say it. Over my fat back. Yes, I was right. Over my fat back. Anyway, there you go.
Backpack.
Brilliant. So, where were we? What were we talking about?
Oh, well,
Double D's.
Double D's, yes. Double D's. So there you are. That's what you think you
this
are.
This is a very nice, cheeky wine.
Oh, well, can't go wrong with that, can you? Very nice.
Oh, Mother, would you like... She looks very upset.
It's because you're not sharing it. It's just you having it.
She just went, are my hair not having any? Would you like some red wine?
To be fair, you have hugged the red wine.
Well, here's another bottle.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother. Get it down. You mind the neighbours.
Agnes wants some too.
Oh, Agnes,
she's raising a
dirty little hawker.
There we go.
Did I just call Agnes a dirty little hawker? I think I did.
Yeah, but she used to claim that
be. See where Mary gets this drunkenness from. I can't wait.
Do you know what it is? It's the weather. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's
amazing.
Really, it does.
I'll have a soupçon.
You have a soupçon as well, I tell you.
Thank you.
So, well, Mr. Beattie, would you like a soupçon?
I'm not going to have any.
Thank you.
There we are. There we
delicious.
Go. Ooh, delicious, yeah. Marge, as you say, Glenn.
Delicious, Marge.
Right, where are we up to? I've got so consumed when my 36 double D's.
Let's ask the mothers in our lives.
How was your day?
Well, it's about you. We've got a nice fridge, yeah.
What do you mean you got a new fridge? What's going on?
Well, mine's broke down.
I know yours is broke down.
And you just wanted another.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Are you talking about a fridge here?
Yes, here. Yes. We went to John Lewis, didn't we?
Yeah.
To look for a fridge freezer.
That's very posh.
Oh, yes. And we went there, but... Was it John Lewis, or was that the second time? No, it wasn't. It was one of these factory places.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't John Lewis at all.
They were just lying to us. Yeah.
And they had a good assortment of them, didn't they? But they weren't plugged in. They were plugged in.
Well, so you needed them plugged in today.
Well, to see if the... Yeah, well, you did. But anyway, Agnes sorted that bit out. She was so hot. What did you do?
I was opening the fridges and
opening the doors, closing it, open, close, open, close.
You were wafting yourselves.
She was wafting a snatch because it was warm. She was so hot, weren't you?
And I was,
and there was nobody about because there never is there when you want some.
It was the one plugged in. That was the reason why we couldn't get
any.
That's what she's just said.
Yeah. Keep Agnes.
Have you shaved your ear hair? Have you shaved?
That's a no.
Pardon? What? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Pardon?
What did you say before?
I said, have you shaved your ear hair?
No.
Oh, that's why you can't hear anything.
No. I washed my hair last night and it's just... Well, it's all itching and staying with it.
Oh, do you not get the earbuds in there and give them a good clean out?
I do.
You're not supposed to do that, do you? You know what you're supposed to do with the earbuds?
Use a hoover.
Use a hoover. Well, my granddad used to use a hoover to suck his ear hair out.
Yes, he did. Oh, very good, yeah.
Didn't he used to just shave it first and then suck it out? I thought you just meant sucking it.
No, he shaved it first, got all the loose hair out with a hoover, and he also stuck his false teeth in with super glue.
Yeah.
And that's what I've told you should use.
Yeah,
didn't do him any harm. He didn't die until he was 93.
No.
I told you
he hadn't eaten for 53 years, though.
My mouth, I don't know how he got away with it.
Ah, well, he did. It worked. Same with the microwave.
What did you do in the microwave?
Well, if that breaks...
Oh, you've told us this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He cut up the margarine box, you know, the lid on a margarine box. Yeah, he cut that up to fit the thing that's in the inside of your microwave. And he stuck it to that, and it works.
Well, there you go. Quick fixes with Angela.
No.
Household handy hints.
So anyway, did you get a fridge?
We got a fridge.
Congratulations.
The same fridges?
Same models?
Same fridge. Yeah.
Oh,
same.
Very good.
To be the same.
Oh, well, that's good. But did you get a cool snatch?
She did.
Well, yes.
Oh, that's good. So even if it wasn't plugged in, you were wafting away and it worked. That's all we liked. Anyway, cheers. Here's to the podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers, podcast 62. Harumph. Yay, up your bum. No harm done.
Are you not having any women,
mate?
Where's yours?
Where's yours? Hang on, that was yours, Mum. I picked up Mum's glass. Mine's here.
Oh, there you go. Sorted. Sorted. How was your day, Mr. Beatty?
Well, Joe, my day was very well. Unfortunately, I wet myself.
Oh. Well, you're always doing that, aren't you, really?
It's an age thing.
How did you specifically do it? Do we want to know the specifics?
Well, we've got a little bit of... In our house, we've got a little pond.
Oh, yes.
A little pond with a couple of little islands in it.
Mm-hmm. Islands in the pond.
And
good song, that.
Because it's hot weather, I've got these... I've got my waders.
Oh, right.
They come right up to my chest.
Simon Cowell trousers.
And it's, yeah. Although mine aren't filled with a wanker. And so...
I'm a wanker. I'm a wanker.
And so anyway, when it's really hot, because the water is obviously really cold, I've quite often put my waders on. I'll go and sit actually in the pond with the waders on because it's great, because it's really nice and cool. And I didn't realise we'd filled the pond up. The pond's quite high at the moment. Normally, we lose a bit of water in the summer and then it replenishes in the winter. But I was sitting in there and I just sat. When I sat down my normal bit, the ducks and geese have obviously been shitting an awful lot more than they have done in the past.
Yes.
And I sank down a bit too much and the water breached the top of the breeches.
That's not nice, is it, when you get a breach?
Well, the worst thing is when you stand up, because it goes in, and it's because it's cold, you sort of shock yourself, some more goes in. Then when you stand up, because of the very nature of them, it doesn't let any water out, so you're just soggy inside.
No.
You know what it's like to be soggy inside.
I know exactly what it's like to be soggy inside.
Wetter than an otter's pocket.
It is. It certainly is. And how was your day, Glenn?
I spent this morning watching a classic film, and today's classic film was The Blues Brothers.
That film.
An amazing film with all the great R&B singers of the time.
Yeah.
Cab Calloway. Howdy, 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 ho.
Yeah.
Come on, funny, because I've
you
never
went to join
it.
In then.
Oh, howdy, 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 ho.
Howdy, 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 hey.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Just me then.
I hadn't heard of Cab Calloway until I saw that movie, and that made me realise. I heard him, I thought, I've got to know more about this guy.
Yeah.
I went to get a load of his record. Just a superb.
Absolutely.
Films are supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You something you didn't notice or didn't know, because I was a young man when
you
first came out.
They educate you without you realising, yeah, absolutely. And the thing about that was the guy at the end who takes the money off the Blues Brothers at the tax office is Steven Spielberg. He has a cameo role in it.
No way.
I love hearing things like that. Things that you didn't know. Yeah. Yeah, that is real, yeah.
Steven Spielberg. And also, you know Will, who's gone to America now?
You mean our son, Will?
Yeah, his father-in-law is in the film as well.
Is he?
He's a musician in it as well. So,
I didn't know that.
There you go. So,
just for those who don't know, Will's father-in-law is Joe Walsh, who's the guitarist from the Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
So that is quite a claim to fame, isn't it?
It is a bit of a claim to fame.
Being in the Blues Brothers film, amazing.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's one of those where you watch it a while ago and then you forget what comes next. I mean, obviously, there's the car chases and the music and everything, but you watch it and you enjoy it all over again. It's brilliant.
They had the most car crashes in a movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's that thing that, in those days when movies were made, I think they were made more creative.
Mm.
Not there wasn't CGI. It was just all these cars piling up
real
on top
stunts.
Of each other. And
yeah.
You know, you imagine how dangerous that must have been to perform. But what a brilliant, brilliant movie.
Yeah, no going back if they got it wrong with all those cars.
Absolutely.
No,
not.
I would say, you know, that on Most Haunted, I don't know if anybody who's listening knows
Spain,
that we do a little show called Most Haunted.
I believe I've heard of it.
Yes, it's all about Goose. And what happens is sometimes we get this knocking phenomenon, which is absolutely fantastic. And I managed to speak to my dad through the knocking.
Yep.
And anyway, this thing that we've got going on at the moment where Dad tells me, taps out what movies he'd like to watch.
Yeah. Yes.
First of all, it was The Vikings, which we watched. Then we watched,
Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven. Then it was Dirty Harry. And then on Sunday night, he tapped out and I watched Magnum Force.
Really?
Yeah. And
good discerning taste in film.
Yeah. And then I'm sat on the bed watching it on my laptop. Carl comes in and I said, can we just see if Dad's there? And I asked out and he was there. He was tapping, wasn't he? Two taps, yes, he's there. I said, are you enjoying it? Yes.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, I don't know, I was just talking about old films, but the reason why is because I'm watching Magnum Force and, like you said, Carl, all the car chases, everything, like you said, and I thought, How sad. It's not really like that today in today's movies, is it? It's like you said, it's all the CGI and you don't know what's real and what's not real. I really love those classic movies.
There's something more authentic about it, isn't
there? Yeah.
But it's weird, when you think of all of the sort of Universal and Marvel and all that kind of stuff, that all those actors, most of them aren't used to being on set. They're just used to being standing in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
And I wonder which is the hardest, because if you're on a set, you can act to the set. If you're just on a green screen, that must be a difficult thing to do.
You've got to imagine what the scene is that's being drawn around it. Yeah.
From that, because let's face it, all of those movies you've just talked about, and the Blues Brothers, but all of those movies, you can watch them today and they are as fresh today as they were when they were made.
Yeah.
I mean, Dirty Harry, for instance, it's a gritty movie. If that was made today, was released today exactly as it was, it would be seen as a really gritty, great movie of today.
Yeah.
It's not a 1970s movie.
No.
And that I don't know what movies that are being made today will stand the test of time in another 40
years. That's a very good point, Mr. Beatty. Like that point.
It remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen in 40 years' time, doesn't it?
And do your best at... What's the name of the guy who used to do this cinema...
Oh, Barry Norman. He used to do film 80-something, whatever year it was.
I used to
like
watching him. But
I love watching
him. But there are a lot of people who are listening won't have a clue who we're talking about.
I think
about.
Jonathan Ross does it these days. It's film... It'll be film 21 these days.
Well, a lot of people won't know who he is either for our overseas listeners.
That's a very good...
But Barry Norman was the first famous person I ever pissed next to.
Really? Did you get a look at his penis?
No, I don't really want to see his penis. I couldn't believe I was standing in a toilet and Barry Norman, I was going to say Barry Manilow, but Barry Norman walked in and just, had a piss next to me, and I thought, wow.
But you see, now, just a minute. I'm going to ask the ladies here as well. If you're a man, ladies, and you were having a wee at the urinal and the biggest star that you absolutely loved came in to do a wee next to you, would you want to have a look at their penis?
No. Why? No. Why would anyone want to look? I mean, if you're that way inclined, you want to see penis, I'd get... You probably would, but...
But wouldn't you want to know what Elvis has looked like?
No, I don't. I like Elvis because he was a great performer and a fantastic singer.
I'd have to have
Best
a peek.
He's ever been.
I would have to have a peek. I'd have to say...
You're a girl.
Oh, okay. God,
so if Madonna, it was an open toilet and Madonna was having a piss, would you lean over and have a look up her flaps?
Yes.
You wouldn't.
I would, because I'll tell you why. Because I want to go, I'd like to say...
I've looked at Madonna's flats.
I've looked at Madonna's flat. I can't say it. I want to Madonna's flats. Let me tell you, mine are much better than hers. That's the only reason why, just to compare.
Who would you say? How would you put that into a conversation? Oh, I was having a piss and Madonna came next to me. She was having a piss too, so I just leaned forward and had a quick look.
Celebrity flaps, celebrity flaps.
Just like now. I've seen Madonna's flaps. There you get people. And people would go, what? How? Why? See? Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's all well and good. It does bring me rather nicely to today's Correspondence Corner. Shall we get Will out of the cupboard?
In LA. The one where he messes it up at the end.
The one where he messes it up. Here he is as well.
So this is Correspondence Corner live from Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. And it goes something a little bit like... Correspondence Corner, another message from another caller. Correspondence Corner, another message and... Oh, I fucked it.
Yay! Lovely Will from LA.
Well, you might want to read this first email, considering what you were just going on about there regarding Madonna.
Okay. All right.
There you go. And your good self, of course.
All right. Hello, one and all. Now, this is from Hannah. Hello, one and all. Hope this finds you well. Thanks for reading out my email out back in podcast 55. At Carl's request, I'm contacting you with further information about the 5 types of vagina. I kind of left you hanging in my last email with no further explanation. So here it is. According to an article, I read that there are 5 types. They are as follows. Mothers. Would you like to read the 5 types?
The first one, Barbie.
Well, that's me. That's definitely me. There's nothing there.
Why don't you explain?
Oh, yes, and I'll show the pictures.
Because we've had diagrams sent in.
Oh, yes, so here are the diagrams sent in. So this is from a former bikini waxer. She's divided the vaginas into 5 shapes. So this is Miss Barbie, and this is what it looks like, mothers. So as you can see,
Very neat and tidy, no lippage whatsoever. No. Yep, what's the next one there, Agnes?
Curtains.
Curtains, okay.
Well,
curtains, are you sure you've read that right?
Yeah, curtains.
Curtains?
C-U-R-T-A-I-N.
You've got curtains, there you are, see.
Is that the one there?
Glenn's still hanging on to the curtain.
You are. Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah.
Pass them to me. No, that's the tulip, for goodness sake.
How many have you got?
That's why I'm just saying. There's Miss Curtains. See, you found
him. Your tulip's mixed up with your curtains.
I am. Now, you see, the curtain one is quite hideous.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's in which the labia minora peeks out at the bottom.
Do you know that looks like Watson's behind? Doesn't it?
No.
It does.
Watson doesn't have an arse like a vagina.
But he doesn't.
It would be a vagina.
Oh, you mean this one?
No, the top one.
The top one? Oh, I don't know. It just looks like one really long thing hanging out there.
That's what I mean.
Go on, Agnes. What's the next one?
Puffs.
Puffs. Oh, I've got Ms. Puffs. They look like engorged at the front, engorged flaps. Yeah, she needs a bit of help there. Yeah.
Letting out.
Yeah.
The facelift.
Yeah.
Next one. Tulip.
Tulip.
There you go.
There you go. Glenn's got the tulip.
Tiptoe through the
tulip. Oh, you wouldn't.
Tiptoe.
Now, you see, that there is like this to me. So I'm doing an impression of put your lips together and then put your tongue out all the way like that. Mmm. And that's what that looks like, you see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not awful. It's what people's anatomy is. It's just different ones, aren't there? Go on.
Next one. Horseshoe.
A horseshoe. Which one's that one? Oh, dear. That's the worst one, I think. It just looks like...
Well, it's a tree growing,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah.
A tree growing?
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Describe what we're seeing there.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Not the stump. What do you call the rabbit?
What? That's between her legs, Mum?
Yeah, that's space, right?
That's space.
Like a trunk.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yes, I know it's a space, but it looks like, if you look at it in a different way...
And the branches coming
out.
There's
the branches. If you look at that as a trunk...
It's turned into one of those psychological drawings.
Yes, it has.
It actually sounds like one of those... drama schools in right, I want everyone to be
a tree.
A horseshoe vagina. Okay,
brilliant. Thank you so very much for that. Wonderful. Now we know the different shape, the five types of vagina. And Glenn, look at Glenn, desperate to get his hands on the diagram.
Email, which is on the bottom of one of these diagrams. So there we go. Here it is. It's from Dawn and Holly, by the way.
Oh, Dawn and Holly.
Hello, Dawn. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Ooh, I'd be up the crack of dawn if I could get up early enough. Anyway, it says, hi, Yvette, Carl, Glenn and the Family Collective. So pleased you're on a weekly now. Definitely deserve an award for keeping the nation happy. As requested, we've scanned the interweb for more dodgy book titles for your amusement. So, dodgy book titles.
There you go. Give them to Carl.
Dodgeball book title. Let me put my
spectacles on. Well, I'll give one to Agnes and one to my mum.
Quilled in a Day. Still stripping after 25 years by Eleanor Burns.
What covers have you got, ladies?
Yes.
Go on.
Games you can play with your pussy.
What's it say underneath that?
And lots of other stuff cat owners should know.
Yes. There you go.
And lots of other stuff cat owners should know.
These are real books. Go on, Agnes.
Right. Brenda's Beaver needs a barber.
That's been out a while, hasn't it? Beaver needs a barber. There's lots of these books coming out now, these sort of rude with double entendre connotations, which is marvellous.
You used to do that. Brilliant show.
What's up, Doc?
That was... I think you had 50% of your audience was adult as well as 50% being kids because the double entendre in there worked. And that's one of the things we've lost in telly.
Yes, we have.
That fun of being able to for adults to laugh at things kids don't understand.
Yeah.
That's like pantomime, though, isn't it? That's what's good about pantomime is there's something... The kids just watch the ordinary basic jokes and the parents who bring the kids get to laugh at the double entendres, which goes over
the kids. I have told you, I don't want to repeat. When I was doing panto...
Oh, yeah. You got your head stuck.
No, and the dancers, one of them wet themselves.
No, you didn't tell us that story.
I did. I'm sure I have.
I don't think you have.
You know this one, Mr. Beattie, very well.
Exactly.
Yes, you have. So there I was. I've forgotten which panto it was. I think I've done three in my life.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Hey! And we all got on really well. The whole cast, we all had a really great time. We went out with each other socially. We had such a laugh. Anyway, there was this Arabian night scene. So all the girls are dressed up in these wonderful costumes. And they're doing this dance routine. And I've got a few lines to say, and then in come the dancers, and my sort of like whoever, I don't know, Buttons or whatever it was saying his line. They come on and start doing the dancing, and all of a sudden from the radio, the speakers come through, POB, POB, passenger on board, 2323, I'm dropping off at 4, and it was a taxi rank I'd picked up on the radio mics and was coming through. Well, we were laughing and we could not cut it off, and we were laughing and laughing, and one of the dancers dressed in all this amazing cocked her leg up in the air and did the splits, and pee went everywhere. She got up, all everything sort of like, you know, soaked around her legs, and another dancer, they had to continue another dancer, slipped, because it's a wooden stage. She slipped in it and went flying, and still it's going, P.O.B., P.O.B. I swear to God, we dined out on that for the rest of the run. It was the funniest, funniest thing. I love panto. I think Mr. Beatty should be in panto. Yes.
I did do pantos.
I think we should do another one.
The lovely Clive Elliott, yeah, who are just absolutely remarkable, and obviously Anita Harris, yes, who was just gorgeous.
Yeah, mm, she was very nice. But you need to do one now.
I think Glenn and I doing a panto together.
We could be the ugly sisters. We could be the ugly sisters in Cinderella, couldn't we?
Could be.
I could do my John Inman voice.
You could be.
Because John Inman always used to do Mother Goose, didn't he?
That's right. We need to find a really good agent or manager that can find you. Anybody listening that knows a good theatrical agent or manager that would love Glenn and Carl to be in a panto, that would be amazing. I don't want to be in panto, but thank you very much. Just in case you're thinking, oh, you'd be really good as a wicked witch, get lost, I've done that. But these two, Glenn and Carl, would be fantastic. You would be brilliant.
There we go. I'm not sure I'd remember the lines though. I've never been.
You don't, the great thing about panto is you don't need to, because you can have fun with it. I mean, you obviously you remember as much as you can, but if you do forget a line for a night, it's fun, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's there to have some enjoyment, as long as it's funny.
You know, slightly digressed from the book titles. I've got
sorry,
one here.
Yes,
no, it's fine. One here from somebody who likes to create recipes from chicken, and that book's called 50 Ways to Eat Cock. Healthy chicken recipes with balls. And one more for Carl to read out.
Go on, Carl.
It's about relationships.
Oh, well, I agree with this wholeheartedly. Wait the rush. Everything I need to know about women, I learned from my tractor.
But what would that be? What are the lessons?
Exactly.
Right, lessons. If it's big, you drive it carefully.
And is it things like slow down, why the rush comes from one of our favourite comics.
Jethro.
Lee Evans. He does this amazing
Evans. Nervous Norman Wisdom.
Yeah, yes, he does this amazing bit about tractor drivers and how they just block up the roads and all the rest of it. And Carl does a very good impression of him.
I did Lee Evans. I recorded Lee Evans' first TV appearance ever, and it was on a show called Viva Cabaret.
Yeah,
and he came up and he was very nervous, but such a lovely guy. And one of the things I love about him is he's honest, truthful, and he has been a lovely guy all the way through. All of his friends are still all of his friends. He's not too big for his boots. And when he sort of, all he wanted was enough to give his wife and his kids a really great life.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's done.
But he's stopped now, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's made the money, and he'll probably come back every now and then just to give us all a bit of.
Yeah, Carl and I.
It'll be nice.
Carl and I were talking about him and saying, I wonder if he's actually gone into writing stuff.
Maybe.
Because somebody with such a creative mind like that,
who's such a
comedy genius, you wouldn't just not think about comedy or anything.
Yeah, you must want to have an outlet for that skill. Yeah.
I've heard, and this is a weird thing in telly, is I've never heard one person say a negative thing about him. Mm. You know, and everyone else that you kind of work with and stuff, you'd say, I worked with so-and-so yesterday.
It's all
bucked
up.
Yes,
it's always
sweating.
It's like Norman Wisdom on speed.
Yeah, it's like Glenneth when he's doing his knitting.
Oh, speed knitting.
I've seen him on stage do his stand-up routine, and I've also, I thought Hollywood was going to snap him up when he appeared in There's Something About Mary opposite Cameron Diaz, and he played that.
I don't think he liked it, did he?
Really, he played that professor with on crutches,
yes.
And the physical comedy there when he was trying to pick his keys up off the floor. He wouldn't let anybody else do it.
But I think, from what I've heard, I think he was interviewed by Jonathan Ross, and I think he just wasn't into that whole Hollywood thing, and it was all about his wife and kids. He had to be with his wife and kids. Anyway, we digress. We completely digress.
Thank you for
comedy. Was he not on a weekly? Didn't he do his own comedy show?
I'm not sure.
Not a show, but
a sitcom.
A sitcom.
He probably did.
He did, and it didn't do very well at all.
Oh, did it not?
Have a look.
Ange watched it then.
Only Ange did
watch
it.
That's why, because we didn't know it was on.
Yeah.
Now we've got another email here from John Starr in the USA.
He's become a fan, and we're a fan
what?
Of John.
We still haven't sent him his vagina.
I know.
No, but he has sent you something as well. You know, we were talking about his name and wondering where it came from, etc. Well, interesting, the programme he's been watching recently, and it turns out the name is not so unusual as you think. Have a look at this.
Let's have a look. Dick Starr. John Starr. I wonder if this man is related to me. Great porn name, though. Dick Starr.
What programme is it, do you think?
Oh, sorry. That. Dick Starr. Eyewitness.
You must remember this.
Look at the font on the graphic.
Eyewitness.
Yeah, what programme?
No way!
That's the penny dropping.
No, it's Most Haunted.
Yeah.
I don't remember a Dick Starr.
Well, you gave me a star after I gave you some dings.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I would have been in stitches with that in the edit. Dick Starr.
Dick Starr.
That's fantastic.
It is a good porn star name, isn't it?
It's a great... We've all done our porn names as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. But brilliant. There you go.
Dick Starr.
The time now to see if we've got any correct answers coming in for
What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
What's that noise?
Well, is the noise a wooden wind chime, asks John Starr. A wooden wind chime. Let's have a listen.
Do you know what? But there are tiny little wind chimes that could potentially, wooden ones, that could make that sound.
Huh? Well, on this occasion, it's not the case.
Sadly, John Dick.
It's not John Dick.
Nobody is to me now.
John Dick Starr.
John Dick Starr.
And Rachel Stevenson McDonald says, I think it's an egg slicer. She says, I used to pluck the little strings when I was a kid on the egg slicer. It sounds identical.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
I used to do that.
Did you?
Yeah,
it's like you're playing a mini harp.
Yeah.
It's incorrect, Rachel.
Oh, never mind.
Rachel.
Sorry about that.
Oh, let's all give Rachel an old Rachel. Rachel.
What were you thinking?
Very nice.
Dear. Back to some more of the letters as well coming in. Would you like to read this one?
Oh, go on then.
Okay, there you go. We've got a few more than I thought.
Oh, my God, I'm having to fan myself. I'm so hot. Right. Hello, gang, from Rob in Brummyland. I hope you're all keeping well. I just wanted to say I love you guys and always love and enjoy listening to every single one of your podcasts. And, of course, I love Most Haunted. If either I'm listening to one of the podcasts or watching one of your YouTube videos, it does put a smile on my face if I'm having a bad day. So thank you. On Friday the 16th of July, I turned 30. And it would... Excuse me, I'm bloody reading a letter out here.
You stupid cow.
You stupid cow. What's the matter with you both?
What's the matter with you?
Are you not talking? Professional nor nothing?
Bloody not.
Stupid pair of bitches. Put your teeth in, Agnes.
Agnes.
What's going on?
Agnes is laughing like a school child.
What's the matter, Agnes?
Caught out the back of the
classroom. What's the matter? You're looking at my legs under the table.
Remember, you've both got a microphone. And you're talking
away. Oh, look at her feet. Are you looking at your feet?
No. No.
Looking at what?
Don't tell him.
Tell me.
No.
Tell me.
No. Down a secret.
Is that going to be noisy on the doodah?
I can only hear the fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, where was I before I was rudely interrupted by the mothers?
You were halfway through then.
Right, on Friday the 16th of July I turned 30. Happy birthday. And it would mean a lot to me if you could give me a birthday shout out. And one little request, could you possibly say it in a Brummie or Black Country accent?
How
weird is that? I'm happy with either. Also, I love Yvette's impression of the Brummie accent. Well, how weird is that? I'm going as well of a body in one. Yeah. Take care and stay safe. Lots of love and hugs from Rob in Birmingham. Wonderful.
Right, let's give Rob a happy birthday.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
That's enough. Yeah, great stuff.
Have a Boston birthday. Boston.
Boston. Hello to the podcast crew. Wow. Can you all get any funnier? No. Now, weekly to boot. How wonderful. Ducks, dogs, Dickinson. I've been listening for yonks and now play it through Alexa. So last week, while listening on Spotify, was nothing different until Alexa kept cutting out. After shouting and swearing at her, she finally played ball. Well played, you lovely lot. I thought nothing of it until hubby returned home and said the weirdest thing happened while I was in the car. Turned my Spotify on through my phone and Yvette and Glenn's podcast started playing. Yep. I kept trying to stop it and kept coming back on. I nearly weed with laughing. We'd been turning each other on and off. Virtually. Well, he's now totally hooked. He's obsessed with Spermie and thinks it's hilarious that Carl would have liked to have been... Like to have been called Steve. If you could read this out, it would make my day to see his face, especially as he's just come home and says he's now on podcast 8. Wow. Ha ha, long way to go. Keep doing what you do, brightening everyone's lives with laughter. Love to you all, Julie Clifford. P.S. I have a great word for the mothers. Well, we'll save that for another day.
Yes, we will.
Great stuff. Wonderful. Thank you so very much, Julie Clifford.
Okay.
Here's another letter there.
Oh, thank you very much. One more then, I think. Hi, everybody. I haven't emailed in ages, so I thought I would drop one in. Last year, at the start of lockdown, I found out I was pregnant with my third child, now a beautiful daughter called Elliot, who I gave birth to on my own as the hospital wouldn't let my husband in due to lockdown rules for induction.
She was your third kid. Surely it just walks out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was over the moon. 2 weeks later, my world came crashing down when my mum told me she was diagnosed with a brain tumour months before her 50th. 2 weeks later, she had the operation. It was a success. Even though it couldn't be fully removed. As she was going through radiotherapy, she got COVID and shut off emotionally. But I started listening again to your podcast from the beginning, and it brought a smile back to my face. You all really do bring light into people's lives, and I just want to say a huge thank you for getting me through a difficult year.
My mum
has scans every 3 months for the last year, and never once has there been any growth. And she's back at work once again. Thank you to you all. You're truly amazing. Lee Cooper from Birmingham.
What's her name?
Lee Cooper.
Can we just say something, Matt? Everybody listening now, I'm not saying this is the all cure for everything, but lovely Lou, who was one of the producers on Most Haunted.
Oh, Louise.
Lovely Louise.
Yes. Who we're still in touch with very much.
Associate producer.
She appeared on screen.
She has.
Been on screen, yeah.
So the reason why I'm saying is because her father, and I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, her father was diagnosed with terminal cancer and was given 3 months to live. Anyway, he went down the rabbit hole and did all his research and discovered this amazing drink that he's made himself. He started taking this drink every single day, 9 years later.
9 years.
He's still alive. And he also recommended this drink to a friend who was told she had terminal breast cancer. The lady has been taking this drink and she's fully recovered. He was also, his case was written up in The Lancet, the medical paper, because he defied all the odds. He's been trying desperately to get this drink to the medical board, but they're refusing. Now, I'm not saying this is a cure-all, but myself and Carl, Mum, Rick, other friends and family, we've been starting to take this drink. And for myself, I have to say, I feel so much better in myself. I really, really do. And I want to share it with our podcast listeners.
Yes, I mean, it's not going to do any harm judging back, because I know what the ingredients are they're about to tell us. But obviously, you've got to say on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
In the sense that, you know, it could be a placebo effect that's going on for people feeling better.
And please take medical
advice, just in case. Just assume this is going to cure everything.
It doesn't.
What works for one person may not work for another.
Absolutely, yeah. So here are the ingredients. Write them down, people. Are you ready? It is half a teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of ginger, mm-hmm. a quarter teaspoon of ground black pepper, mm-hmm. Then mix all that together with half a cup. It has to be warm water, not cold water, warm water. And then add half a teaspoon of healthy honey, like Manuka honey, and some fresh lemon to taste. Stir it all up and knock it back. Every single day is half a cup, okay? And let us know how you get on.
How much lemon when you say?
Just a squeeze. Just a squeeze of lemon. Yeah. Enjoy. It's a horrible taste. It just tastes like warm curry. But my goodness me, it's honestly, the results have been amazing.
I
so
is when we've both, if we've both been a bit tired, when you have that, you do kind of
pep up a bit.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
And like we say, it's one of those things, exactly as we've said, and we can't say this enough, that you know, your medical advice is the most important advice and you should follow everything your doctor or surgeon or whoever says. This is just as an aside, as an add to something. It's certainly not as a replacement for anything.
No.
But I just know it makes us both feel really
good. Feel really good, and it might be worth...
Ginger's
very
good for you as well, isn't it?
Ginger's very good for you. It might be worth... What's the name of the lady?
Well, she's good for Fred Astaire, wasn't she?
Oh, it was Lee Cooper.
Lee Cooper. It might be good for Lee Cooper's family as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely, and Lee herself.
I just threw a very good joke in there and everyone missed it.
What did you say?
We were being serious about health.
How dare you be serious on this fucking podcast?
Sorry, I know it's an outrage. We were very serious then, weren't we?
No, but it was worthwhile.
I've heard that, and I just want people writing in, if you heard that joke, then you are comedy geniuses, also, as I clearly am. Just write
I'll hear it in the edits and everything. If you want to send an email to the show, this is how you go about it.
You get on your little keyboard and you type in hello@anytimepodcast.com. What is it, Agnes?
Anytime.
Oh, God.
Podcast.
What is it, Mother?
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
What is it?
It's what?
What is it?
It's Anytime Podcast.
No, you just said it right then. I'm determined to make them professional.
Yeah.
So you said it right the first time, then say it again the second time.
Anytime.
No.
You said it right the first time.
Well, I've forgotten now.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello. You know, it's all that. hello@anytimepodcast.com.
What is it, Agnes?
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
What is it, Carl?
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
That's...
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And if you haven't got it now, well, God help you.
I don't know when you will. Yeah, I might have it changed to hello@backfats.com.
Oh, don't.
She won't be able to get it.
I know, I can't say it.
And now I think it's time to find out what Agnes and Angela can describe in Word to Your Mothers.
Oh, it's Word for the Mothers. Righty-ho.
It's Agnes and Angela's Word Definitions in Mums and Words.
Are you ready, ladies?
No.
Right.
No. Collectively, they said.
This week's word, ak-ta-shite. Ak-ta-shite. A-K-A-K-T-A-shite.
Ak-ta-shite.
Ak-ta-shite.
Ak-ta-shite. Ak-ta-shite, and we're not talking about Tom Cruise.
Well,
is it to end you with poo?
No, I think that's too easy. No.
You said they'd say that.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Mm-hmm. Acting, no, can't be that. No, it's not. It's spelled differently.
It's think along the lines of a sexual position.
As usual.
What, lying down?
Act to shite. A sexual position? Well, we only know one, don't we?
That's
military stuff.
No.
Military stuff.
Military
stuff.
You mean missionary?
Military.
You do it on the march.
Military stuff.
That's all we've heard of, isn't it? We haven't gone down that line, have we? Is it
meaning two people?
Yes.
Actishite. Or whatever it is.
You've both done it.
Eh?
You've both done it.
Have we?
Yes.
What, singularly or together?
Well, not obviously not together.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, when you've had sex, you've both done it.
Oh, we've had a shower. Is it anything to do with a shower? Hey, get rid of the acty bodies.
Acty bodies?
No.
Come on now, ladies.
Oh, we don't know these words, do
you? So you've only ever done...
Military
position.
Yes.
You've never done any other position in your... Liars!
No.
Liars.
How old are you?
72. Liar. So you've never ever done any other?
No.
Nothing.
No,
Agnes,
no,
look at me.
Nothing over the banister.
She was conceived over a banister.
I was not.
No, you weren't conceived, but she was.
So have you ever done it in a car?
No.
You've never done it in a car?
Well, not with those vinyl seats. It was too odd.
Something to do with a car.
It might be.
Shite in a car. It's a shite car, isn't it? Some Viva or something.
No.
I don't know. We can't. You have to give us another clue.
I've given you a clue. How many clues do you want?
Plenty of clues there.
Yeah, but we can't.
Tights. Tights.
Oh. Tights. Something to do with tights. Perhaps with the tights on.
Have you done that?
No.
Oh, so you've taken them off.
Taken them off.
You've taken the tights off.
Yeah.
Right, so you didn't wear stockings, you wore tights. God, you were sexy, both of you, when you were younger.
Wow.
Hey? Stockings we wore.
Oh, there you go. Look at Agnes. Agnes looks at Angela like, speak for yourself. I wore a metal gusset bag. You had to use a can opener to get my flange.
It was the Catholic way.
I didn't like wearing stockings. I didn't like wearing stockings.
Oh, I like wearing suspenders.
Oh,
fresh air
to
the
crouch. Oh, I bet my dad was all over you like a rash wearing stockings and suspenders.
Well, we still don't know what it is.
So you've got no final clue. It's something to do with sex in a car, in a Vauxhall Viva.
Right, and tights.
And tights. Come on, one last go.
Something to do with a gear stick.
Maybe.
Right.
Tights, gear stick.
Got stuck.
Yeah, go on. How would you... What would happen? Oh, my God.
Just pull it in her face.
Well, she would be if it got stuck.
Well, yeah, I guess she would.
No.
No, seriously.
You cannot even come up with anything.
Nothing to do with the reverse gear?
Reverse gear?
No.
You said gear, didn't you?
No. Well, you pair of you are absolutely shite. The real... Look at Mum's face.
You failed,
sweet
ladies. You failed.
You failed. Absolutely failed badly. Actashite actually means it's a rare mineral used commercially as an ore of arsenic, copper and mercury. It takes its name from the village of Aktash in eastern Russia, where it was first discovered in 1968. So it's got nothing to do with sex. I just wanted you to say rude words.
You could do all that.
All we gleaned from that was that Agnes wore tights and Mother wore stockings and that was it.
Yeah.
They gave nothing away. Nothing away.
A bit like back in the day.
Back in the day.
Well, your mother clearly did.
Oh, she did say sounds German. And he did military position. That's all we got.
As close as we got.
Yeah.
And whilst that was going on, I could hear a car arriving.
Ooh, could you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, it must be our heroes. Yes, I'm so excited.
And Dr. Driscoll.
Last week, Miss Tarpley discovered the unfortunate identity of a body found inside her beautiful new cottage that Dr. Driscoll, her husband, bought for her with his last bingo win. Truss Cottage, upon moving day, had been hiding secrets. Big, fat, murderous secrets. The dead person was none other than gay icon, majestic lover and daytime TV presenter Philip Schofield. The murder weapon, we think, a £2.99 silver whisk from Aldi. And what's more, the suspect of the murder is still running amok upstairs with a club foot inside a built-up shoe, detected by herself, Miss Tarpley. Now to find out who the suspect is, with the amazing help of Tarpley's village Bobby PC Shylock Holmes, we join our heroes inside Truss Cottage, having apprehended a mysterious person.
My goodness, those stairs will be the death of me. My tights aren't strong enough to withstand so much tension. Oh, are you all right, PC Sherlock Holmes?
Tell me about it, love. I was behind you. It wasn't pleasant, may I say. Jesus, I thought the smell of the dead body was behind me.
My love, we're here. Where are you?
In here, my love.
Bastard!
As you can see, it's not a pleasant sight, is it, my love?
You're telling me.
I think you might have killed her, my dear. The cheese wire has gone straight through her vernacular artery.
It was self-defense, my love. She came at me with a high kick with her built-up boot. I couldn't do anything but react with my lightning-fast, svelte hands. You know I always carry around my trusty cheese wire in case of emergencies such as these.
Bollocks! Fuck! Bastard! I'll have to take you in, Dr. Driscoll. It's the only thing I know how to do.
Stuart was in the room.
Why is it that I actually get the character right at the end?
Oh, no, my love. I'm sorry, but I was only trying to protect you. You know, Mary Berry.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is known for her death knell, big booted high karate kicks to the clangers. And I, for one, was not going to be on the receiving end of it again.
Oh, Dr. Driscoll, what have you done? I love you, but you've really gone and done it this time.
Dr. Driscoll, you
bastard!
You have the right to remain silent, you
bastard!
If you do remain silent, however, it will fuck up what you have to say in court. Basically, you're
fucked!
However, I used to work for the
bastard
Met. If you sling me a tenner, I'll look the other
bastard
way.
Oh dear, will PC Sherlock Holmes take a bung and let our hero, Dr. Driscoll, go free? Or will he be a
bastard
and bang him to rights? Find out next week on the Philip I'm Really Gay and Have Covered It Up for Years Schofield and the Mary One Big Footed Baker Berry Murder Mystery! Yay!
What a great adventure.
Oh my gosh. Do you know, me and Carl were listening to the last adventures on the podcast on the way back from Cornwall.
Oh, yeah?
We nearly crashed the car. We were laughing so much. I had tears down my face. All those noises from Dr. Driscoll's bottom.
Yeah. If there was ever...
Very flatulent.
If there was ever a podcast, part of any podcast that should be made into a television series...
Oh, yeah.
We should pitch it somehow.
It's definitely. How do you think Reg is going to be in this hot weather?
Is he grouchy because he's...
Yeah. Grouchy and sleepy, maybe.
Let's hope he's sleepy.
Yeah. That's the third dwarf.
Hang on. Back in the car.
Here we go.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Can't see how big he is. Yeah.
Rich Corker! Love and light to every one of us!
Is he here?
Okay, mate. Okay, I'll tell them. I'll tell them. Okay. Okay, mate. I'll tell them. I'll tell them straight away. Right.
Reggie's here.
Hey, there's a big guy in the garden called Rick.
Is there?
He said he can't come in because he's fighting with the delivery guy.
Who's the delivery guy?
There's a bloke delivering stuff, but he's not putting the parcels in the right place.
Right.
And I think it's pissed him off.
Oh, God, he's having a rant, is he, outside?
Oh, it sounds like Rick.
Has he got his shirt?
Yes.
Oh, dear. He's angry. Oh, gosh.
He's angry.
Was Rick wearing his string vest and...
He's borrowed one of mine. he's borrowed one of mine. How are you all?
All the better for seeing you, Reg.
Very chirpy in the warm weather.
How are you coping, Reg, with the weather?
We've coped very well, thank you very much. Yeah. Lovely lady.
Lovely.
Lovely, great lady. Lovely lady. How are you, Mr. Glenn?
I'm all the better for seeing you,
great,
guys, thank
lovely.
You.
How are those two? How are you? Oh, Agnes,
smashing,
isn't it?
Smashing, yeah.
Yeah, how are you, Dusty?
Oh,
you're great. She's doing like a fog around her, a dust. No, we've coped very well because Diddy and I spend a lot of time together in the evenings, reconnecting spiritually.
Oh, nice.
We've been sitting there. We get together. We have some wine. We put our Gwyneth Paltrow clout candles on. And we immerse ourselves in the smell of her vagina.
And what a tree that must be.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Cloud candles. Do you know, if they weren't marketed that way, they should be.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Reg. Sorry. No, that's fine.
That's fine, love. It's fine. And it... No, it relaxes us both. Diddy likes it. He likes the smell, especially after having a sandwich. Because he can't smell his own breath.
What?
With Gwyneth's clouds in the air.
Right.
Okay. It's nice. So we do that and we collect each other's thoughts.
Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah.
Very important.
Chew the fat.
We have some spiritual connection together.
Uh-huh.
So it's recharging ourselves with Gwyneth's minge.
Right. It's... For medicinal reasons, then.
That's great. No. So what I wanted to say today...
Yes.
Have you ever heard of... Act 2?
Ectoplasm. Have you ever heard of ectoplasm?
Yes, absolutely.
It's coming through. It come through then.
Oh, wow.
The plasm did.
Well, do you know, we've heard of ectoplasm. I've never seen it with my own eyes, but apparently psychics, mediums will sit quietly with a red light, normally with a red light,
in the room. Will you shut the fuck up? I'm telling this. This is my part of the show. I save it. You bring me on because you and that radio bloke who can't get no work has fucked it up by this point. Okay?
Okay.
So, we start again.
Okay.
Glenn.
Yes.
Start recording.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Love and light.
Love and light.
Everyone. So, what I do is, I can be tied to a chair.
Oh.
I've got my own special chair.
Have you?
Yeah. It's a chair. And I get tied to it.
Shall I go out and get it for you? Shall I wheel it in?
If you could.
Okay.
Right. Can you describe the chair, Reg, for us whilst Yvette brings it in?
It's a chair.
Right. With wheels on. Oh, yeah, there
it is. Be careful, don't you scratch it.
Yeah. It's being wheeled in as I speak.
Wow, yeah, there
you go. That's amazing. Plenty of places to put straps in and fasten you to it. Reg.
Yeah. I don't really need you to be so fucking condescending, right? Okay? So just shut the fuck up, edit that bit out, and just be positive.
All right, just for those who don't know, condescending means talking down to you.
Okay, start again. In 3, 2, 1, start recording. Love and light. Okay, so what I'm going to do is sit in the chair.
Right.
I'm going to be strapped up. Not anyone to use a strap on. Okay?
Okay.
Noted.
A strap me down.
Does Agnes and Angela want to strap Reg in?
Yes.
Okay, okay. You, right, let me get into the chair.
Okay, you get into the chair, Reg.
Right.
Reg is now sitting back.
Right, okay, which one? Put the, let's see, go on.
Yeah, now just sit still.
Okay.
How tight do you want those straps going, Reg?
I need them tight.
Tighter, Agnes.
How's that, Reg?
That's very nice, but get your hand off my crotch.
Agnes!
Right. She's a dirty one. She's a dirty one.
She's always...
She's a skank! Right, okay. Okay, keep tightening.
Oh, go, Agnes, right, tighter.
Okay. Right, okay.
What is the reason for the straps being fastened?
So no one can say I've moved.
Okay.
Right, okay. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
You just shut the raging fuck up.
Do we need to move the chair anywhere into position?
And will you shut the raging fuck up?
It's on wheels.
Right, just leave the fucking chair where it fucking is.
Okay.
You've
got a wobbly wheel, it's okay.
Everyone, just relax. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes, everyone. Empty your mind. And let spare me come to me. Spare me. Oh, spare me. Are you there?
I'll scuttle your legs, you fucker! I'll scuttle you!
Go away! Leave me alone! I don't know who the fuck that is. He gets me at my lowest ebb. He just slides in there. Right, okay. Right, okay.
Chair's moving around a bit.
It is slightly moving. It does that. It does that when spare me's close.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Come close, spare me. Come to me, spare me. I'm tied up. I can't move. I can't move away from your advances. That's it. Touch me, spare me. Touch me with your spiritual goodness.
What's going on?
Oh, spare me. Enter me, fill me.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh,
fill me with your spiritual goodness. Spare me. Spare me now, you're inside me.
Oh,
I can feel your warmth inside me.
Uh-huh.
I can feel you. Spare me. Show them yourself. Come out as ectoplasm.
No way.
Oh my God. His mouth is going really wide. Oh my god.
I need a towel.
Oh,
desperately.
My God. Here, use the tablecloth.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, calm down.
Oh. I'm covered, calm Reg. Down. Reg, I'm covered.
Okay, I'm opening my eyes.
Yes.
Okay. What happened?
What do you mean?
Well, look what happened.
Look what happened. We're covered in ectoplasm. It stinks. Oh, it's stringy. Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
This is a world first, though, isn't it?
It's a world first. It's horrible. World first.
Okay.
God, it's amazing, but
okay.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Great. The trouble is, I had 2 pints of milk before I came in, and I'm not feeling very well. That's just me milk.
I think you might have to leave, Reg.
Here you go now. Sorry. This stinks. It absolutely stinks.
Can somebody wheel him out, please?
Could somebody fucking... Hey, get me the fuck... Don't you just leave me outside.
Just wheel him
don't
out.
Just wheel him out.
I'm
snapping.
Go on,
then.
Goodbye, Reg.
Right, thanks. Yvette's wheeling him out. And go and call Carl back in as well. Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. I've just left... Carl and Diddy to unstrap
them. Right, okay, yeah. He'll be back in a minute.
Poor Agnes, it's all over, eh?
Couldn't tell the difference.
It's just what did you know? It's a mess.
Oh, crumbs, I tell you, it stinks here. Look at this mess.
We cleaned ourselves up, but I'm sorry, it's still a mess in here.
New tablecloth required.
What happened? Because I just saw Reg isn't looking very happy out there. He was still tied to a chair. Diddy, bless him. The trouble is, Diddy is standing on his platform shoe with his leg that doesn't need a platform to get the height to actually.
Oh my God!
He's not working. He's fallen over three or four times.
Reg decided he was going to show us ectoplasm, so he wanted to be strapped to a chair.
Smells like old milk gone off milk.
It is. It's exactly what it was.
He's sick to milk.
I was
everybody.
Excited for a minute, thinking we were seeing ectoplasm for the first time. Now I'm devastated, and I stink. It's in my hair. It's everywhere.
I think
it's time to get that stuff in your hair.
I think it's time we wrap this up. I think so. The sooner the better, because my god, we need to fumigate.
Grim. We're all in bedlam. Bedlam.
We'll clean up by next week.
Yes. Hello at anytimepodcast.com. Join us next week for more shenanigans. Lots of love to you all.
Bye bye.
Agnes, have you got a comb? I'll get it out of your hair. Is there any time podcast show? Or do you want it dry and crisp?
If you are leading change, building a team, or implementing new procedures, Gonzaga University's online Master's in Organizational Leadership gives you the tools for success. With concentrations in change, global, and servant leadership, you'll get the most relevant training and education to help you tackle any challenge. Visit gonzaga.edu/leader and find out how Gonzaga's Organizational Leadership degree can affect positive change in your life and career. That's gonzaga.edu/leader.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.